Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, that was good. That's like a baseball thing, right? That wasn't bad. Let's see. You want to reach the show? You can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Anytime I share a little devotional diamond of the day, or if I just start ranting and raving, or if I interview insane people like the famous Brian K. Smith, anything like that, and you want to make a comment, you just send it to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because it's like, what kind of call is that? Prime run? What can you do? Okay. Anytime you're running sound bites on me doing something that I did, I have nothing. When I tell you this story in about 60 seconds or 90 seconds, you're going to go, oh, wow. That's what, watch, oh, wow.
I'm glad you said that, because now we'll record that and play that back later.
Do you want to try it?
It's still on CD. I have to wait.
Oh, wow. You can try it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but first, this segment is brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control. And here's the dealios. It's our own Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady. Da-da-da-da. Okay, her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the house. So when she got in the business, she's like, no way, not happening. So E. coli uses microwave, electro gun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Guess what? 30-year anniversary. 30 years. I love saying this. What were you doing 30 years ago? Now, you, in your case, you were 7, right? So it doesn't really count, right? For me, I was still active and doing stuff. Here's the deal. $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Or I got a lot of ors. I got a lot of oars. I must have a rowboat here somewhere. Or you can call E. coli termite. That's E-C-O-L-A termite. ecolatermite.com. Again, 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue has a show on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational show, which you will enjoy. Okay? You know, there's a lot of good programming on KPRZ. I don't think people realize how extensive. Now, there's a little wacky programming Mondays through Friday, 2 to 4, but I hear that host, he's going to be transported somewhere. Like the Russian mines or something. They're trying to do something along those. But I wasn't going for it when they said, sign here, really, it'll be fun. I said, wait.
You're like, no.
No, I mean, I'm going to Israel, and that's going to be a blast. I'm going 1 year from today. 1 year from, did you know that? 1 year from
today.
I did. And
can you believe the show is almost a year old?
Oh, I think it's 2 weeks from Monday.
Unbelievable.
It's 2 weeks from Monday. Wow.
You
right?
You must have dug up a lot of dirt on corporate.
Let's just say I'm very good at detective work. That's all you got to say. I was highly recruited by both the Republican and Democrats to do digging up work. But I thought it'd be more fun to have my own show. So I was kind of picking and choosing, you know. However, I'll tell you one thing, it wasn't a hugely wise financial move. Anyhow, be that as it may, that's just part of life. Here's the big thing that I wanted to share with you. This is something that happened to me today. Ready? Can we take an extra 2 minutes since we've already messed up all our stuff and done all that weird stuff?
You know, Dave, we often take breaks late on the show. Why take a break at all? Go!
Okay, that's good. Why take a break at all? Because Professor X walks by.
Very true.
That's why.
You have a couple extra.
All right, let's listen to this. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 41. And this happened to me today. What is this? This is 3 o'clock. It happened 4 hours ago. Okay? Mark chapter 1, verse 40 through 41. Then a man with a serious skin disease came to him and on his knees begged him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. "I am willing," he told him, "be made clean." Now, this is not a new story for many of us. We've heard, we've read this several times. And this is a man who comes to Jesus and in a healing situation, he says, "Hey, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was moved with compassion and he said, "I am willing." And he made him clean. I mean, there's not, it's not a huge mystery. So I'm reading this in my devotions today, by the way, not writing, reading this. And I wrote down some notes. So when I got into the office, these were some of the notes that I wrote. Okay. Number one, Jesus was moved with compassion. Now, I feel that that's an important part that people miss because there's this perception that God is up in the heavenlies or in the multi-universes or whatever you want to call it, and he's in like a rocking chair, and he's like, "Well, kids, we obey kids, you know," or God's up there, and he's got a sledgehammer, and he's just squishing everybody that's blowing it or doing something bad, or God has a six shooter, and then you're walking around, and when you mess up, he shoots you in the ankle. It's like these are the images people have of God. They don't say it, but they do. And in this case, you see this story where the person with the skin disease comes to Jesus and says, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus, he was moved with compassion. So the first note that I wrote was bringing our diseases and, now listen, bringing our discomforts and bringing our discouragements to Jesus is the way to go. I mean, that's what you do. He did the right thing. He had something that was in him, actually that was on him. He was looking for deliverance. He came to Jesus. Well, why that's important is because of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Now, you want to know why that? Do you want to write that down? You want to probably write that down. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, because it goes with that. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he provided purifications for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Here's the part I don't want you to miss. Here's Jesus. This guy comes to him. Jesus is moved with compassion, right? And then in Hebrews 1:3, you see this. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being. In other words, Jesus exactly represents God the Father and God the Spirit and God the Son. It's like he exactly represents the Trinity. In Colossians, it says the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. In Jesus is the exact representation of God. Well, when this guy came to Jesus, Jesus was moved with compassion. So I'm writing the notes down. Now listen, there's a big, big, big thing here. So I'm writing those and I said, take note of how God feels towards our troubles, whether they're diseases and whether there's discomforts and whether they're discouragements. So I wrote that note in the office 4 hours ago. Now listen, here's the key. And then I stopped and I prayed and I asked the Lord and I said, "Lord, I'm having trouble. And I need your compassion on my situation, our financial situation." Do you remember which one I'm talking about? The financial situation? The financial situation was our bill was supposed to be $500. And then it turned out instead of being $500, it was $1,800. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have $1,300 laying around in a shoebox. Okay. I mean, if you got an extra $1,300, you know, and you don't have nothing to do with it, you know, first of all, there's Bible League International. You can give some of that and then you can donate to 1,000 different places. Well, I don't have it. Right. So I said to the Lord right there, I said, "Please, Lord, I'm asking you to be moved by compassion in my situation. I don't know what else to do." Right. Guess what happened? You want to guess? I got a phone call. Now, listen to this. I got a phone call. Right? From the place that I owe the $1,800 to, they dropped the bill to $1,050. They knocked off $750. Now you're thinking, that's a lot of money. Yeah, but it's $750 less than it was one prayer ago. You get it? $750 out of that $1,800 got knocked off. And you're thinking, wow, that's still a lot of money. Well, we had budgeted for $500, so I said to the wife, tell me if this makes sense, God's going to do that. We got to believe that he can help us out with the other 550. They're letting us split it up in a few payments, so we get to pay what we owe, we can pay now, and they get a little more time on the rest of it. Now, isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a grace? I mean, if you had a bill for $1,300 and you found out that $1,300 bill or $1,300 more, that $1,800 bill just became $1,000, wouldn't you be like going, cool, cool, thanks, Lord. I was touched by the compassion that the Lord showed me. We had no capacity to do anything about it, credit card or otherwise. God had mercy and helped us in our situation. Will he help you? Of course he'll help you. Of course he answers your prayers. Did I tell you yesterday it's just the situation? I got to trust the Lord. Now today the situation's changed. Why? Well, I believe it's because God got involved somehow. I don't explain how. I'm just thankful that it went from 1,800 to 1,000. What? I mean, that's good, right? Of course that's good. So you got to pray and you got to have faith and you got to trust. And it doesn't always perfect. It's not always the way you want to be. But you never know what the Lord will do, because they twisted a couple of rules around, changed it, and knocked off $750. You know what I say? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful to me in that situation. I appreciate all the help I can get. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it might be time to look at a little bit of the news and maybe do a trivia question.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Start your life's next chapter with National University. Earn your bachelor's degree in accounting online or at their Spectrum campus. Visit nu.edu to learn more.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
So your child is enrolled in school, but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K-12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at KPRZ.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to KPRZ.com, keyword school.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at doanlaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5555. 5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the Amazing Change Movement and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thanks, Brittany. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I like that thing where I did San Diego, California, and then it went like a baseball announcer. Boo, San Diego! That's cool. Anyway, you can reach
San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego?
San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Are you sure it's San Diego?
Ballard?
What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me. You can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You know, there's people out there going, I don't know, that's borderline.
Yes, it is.
Okay, whatever. Go to Facebook and type in the Davids. You know, this show is too silly.
Maybe the name of the show should just be Borderline.
Well, here's the thing. The thing when people say the show is too silly is that's when they're only listening to the little bits. Did they hear some of the theology, some of the teaching? I mean, no. I mean, when I do the teaching that I'm going to do at 3:30, you're going to go, I think I just went to Bible college. I'm telling you, it's not that I'm astute. This is not even my material. It's other people's material. I'm just putting it all together. I'm just doing the aggregating and then communicating. Don't be blaming me for the originating.
Only the bad jokes.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay. All right, I'll take that one. Did I tell them they go to Facebook? I don't even remember.
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, you can go to Facebook. Congratulations. You've been given a go-to-Facebook card. It's kind of like go to jail. Go to jail. Yeah, like a Monopoly.
David Spoon says, go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook. That's your card. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Dave, you're just on a roll. I think I'm on a roll. You know, when people say, somebody says to me, well, let's rock and roll. Rock and roll, that's of the devil. Okay, well, first of all, A, how stupid is that? And then B, and just let me, it's the beat, Dave. It's the beat. You're right, because no hymn has a beat. Anyway, it's just so ridiculous. It's unbelievable. But wait, I don't want to say that. Here's the real thing. I'm getting lost in myself. Rock and roll. My feet are on the rock. And my name is on the roll, right? Come on. How can you deny that? Undeniable. Okay. How long do I have in this segment?
Wow, you don't even know. Technically, you have no minutes, so we'll make it a four-minute segment.
No, I can exit out and come back. I got this teaching. I got to do that someday. But I did mention the trip to Israel, and I want to mention it real quickly again. $3,800. It's 1 year from today, and here's the deal. SalemGoIsrael.com. I know a lot of people are going, Dave, that's $3,800. Believe me, I'm well aware, okay? And if you are incapable of doing that yourself, I get it. We're offering this up, Salem is, as gifts for pastors and so on and so forth, where the congregation can get together, everybody contribute like $50, $60, $70, and then you do it over a 12-month period to pay for it. And if you get to $3,800, then you can send your pastor to Israel, and it's not the normal trip. I met with Reuven. It's not the normal stuff. This guy knows his stuff in and out. It's going to be very cool. And one of the reasons I've always hesitated to do a tour had to do with the safety factor. And you should talk to them. When you talk to this guy about the safety and so on and so forth and their tours, you're like, oh, I get it. Never mind. It's like totally different than what you think. SalemGoIsrael.com or call the station. Call the station. You can just do that. That's fine. And get that information as well. Very cool, right? All right. Well, let's do this. Instead of drawing it out, I mean, I can bring up one or two points all day long about anything I want. I haven't even done the weather. Weather. Cool. There, I did the weather. All right, traffic. Yes. Okay, did that too. So I did traffic and weather. And what else do you mean to do? We'll take
sports.
A break. Sports. Dodgers won last night and Tigers won last night. Tigers play tonight. I'm in conflict because the Red Wings play.
And like you said, you have pause and you can watch one on your phone.
Correct. That is correct. And I can watch the Padres, but they're not in any games.
That's nothing new.
And but I am still high on the Chargers because they did have a big win Monday night. Big win. And then there's also a football game tonight. By the way, I don't know if you know that's Seattle and somebody. But
still
it's
hoping for Dodgers and Tigers. That'd just be great.
That'd be great. A lot of the listeners might be going, no, no, because we talk about that all the time. But we talk about everything all the time. See, that's the thing.
Dang, stop this crazy thing.
Yeah, good luck with that. That information in a vault. Nobody can get to it. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back so we can get a little bit more on time. And hopefully I'll be able to do this. Plus, we are going to do a giveaway. We got the whole paperwork out and everything. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
In Southern California, you need a good, reliable car. What if I told you that you should never worry about the process of finding one? Hi, Tom Levine here, inviting you to discover Provident Auto Sales Car Buying Service. Tell Ryan what kind of pre-owned car you want and what you want to pay, and they'll find it for you. Call during business hours for your free consultation. See my friends at Provident Auto Sales. The moment I started talking with Tom and Ryan, I knew this was a very different, very special kind of dealership. And they love working with KPRZ listeners. They still believe in doing business according to the golden rule. At Provident Auto Sales, cars start at just $69.90, and all vehicles undergo an extensive pre-purchase inspection. At Provident Auto Sales, every car comes with a warranty. Check their inventory now at providentauto.com. Provident Auto Sales has an in-house finance company, and that means affordable payments for you in any credit situation. Provident Auto Sales, guaranteed quality, not fancy, just fantastic. Call 760-295-4000.
Here's today's market update with KCBQ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market turned mostly higher on Thursday, at the S&P actually closing at a record high. As Wall Street turned from the latest fiscal drama on Capitol Hill to focus on earnings, the Dow was actually down 2 points today at 15,371 on the blue chips. The Nasdaq up about 23 points at 3863 on the high techs, and the S&P index up 11.5 points at 1733 in a mixed market today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own investment and retirement plans in place, that's the kind of work that I do for my clients every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me for your free analysis and consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free visit with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know, I'm just looking outside. It's like so nice. I mean, it's so nice. Don't go with how nice is it. It's so nice. It's like a chocolate s'more sandwich.
You know me too well. I was just going to ask that.
I had a feeling.
Okay. Now I want a chocolate s'more sandwich.
There you go. It's like a chocolate s'more sandwich when you wake up and when you go to bed. That's pretty good, huh? Okay, a couple things to say. Now I got to be careful here. I don't want to. There is this small line that I got to be really careful on when I get to the second story, the third story. Okay, I'm going to just do these real quickly because we're not going to spend a whole lot of time. Mike Huckabee says he's thinking about running for president.
Okay, I endorse it. I love it.
I love Mike. And I think he'd be a 10 times better president than we've had. But I'm concerned that he's not. I'm concerned he's too nice a guy. That's my concern. I'm just being honest. I like him a lot. His show is. You know the one thing about his show? You ever watch his show on Saturday?
I love his show.
The one thing that's so weird is how the audience claps when he talks, the intro part. It's almost like, do they do that on purpose? Because it's like, maybe they should clap, stop, and then he speaks. I mean, it just seems like it's a little off every time they do it. Or something. Like he speaks, they clap, he speaks, they it's like weird. Is it me? I think their timing is off.
No, and I think when you're going up against something like, you know, an Obama or something like that, I'm not saying he can't, but when you're more nice than combative against the ideas that we're trying to fight against, it's not going to work to our advantage.
Dude, it ain't going to be the Obama machine. It's going to be the Hillary machine.
Nope, so. I don't think so. I think Benghazi has killed that. I think you're going to see John Kerry.
I'll bet you a tofu hot dog. That's how confident I am. I'm pretty sure that's that you're going to watch that. You watch. Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, we got plenty of time, right? 3.5 years. And by then, they had to run me out of town by then for sure. Okay. Nancy Pelosi bashed the GOP saying you're reckless. Of course, forget the House passed 2020 resolutions. It's all Republican, 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 Republican. By the way, I don't know if you saw this story or not, but the networks blamed the shutdown on the GOP in 41 stories, 41 times they blamed the Democrats zero. So let me say this real quickly. If you're watching and if you have any history at all, you understand that this is the Ministry of Public Enlightenment. Now, do you know what that means? That's the ministry that operated for Adolf Hitler to communicate his message. Yeah, that's what they called it. The Ministry of Public Enlightenment. Any of this sound familiar? Yeah, you think about that, man. It's not that far off. You got to know that's true. But the weird thing that happened... So she said it cost $24 billion, and she blamed just them, but they didn't calculate any of the savings. It's like, can you calculate the savings? How much did they save? Like $50 billion. So that just gave us $25 billion? Oh, we forgot to add. Well, that's what they've been doing in Washington for years.
For a long time.
Yeah, nothing new. But the weird thing was the lady, the stenograph person. Did you hear about that?
No.
The stenographer in the House... had a little bit of a manic episode, according to the news report. I saw her when they showed it. I didn't think it was crazy, and I'll tell you what I thought. She shouted. She's the stenograph. She's the person that does stenograph. The little person that sits there and hits the little stenograph machine that nobody says or anything or talks to, and only in cartoons do they ever make fun of them, right? Because they're doing a little stenograph, nobody says anything. So she got up from her little stenograph machine, and she shouted into the microphone, "You cannot serve two masters." And she said, "This country is not based on God." She was shouting all these things. And so they've taken all these things. So what they did is they just said she went crazy. Here's my response. Crazy or prophetic cry from the Lord to the nation going, oh, you know, everybody heard it in the entire House. Everybody heard her say it. Like she said, "You cannot serve two masters." Hey, guess what? If she's crazy, right? Because you can't serve two masters. And that would be really nice if the people who were in our leadership knew about it. Now, you could say she had an episode and breakdown or whatever, but the one thing you can't escape is everybody heard her say, "You cannot serve two masters." Isn't that weird? Because in that passage that Jesus talked about, he said you have to either serve God or money. Uh-oh. So I'm starting to think maybe it was a little bit of a prophetic utterance in the House. because they're serving a lot of money and they're not doing a good job serving God. In fact, Billy Graham in his last message, and Franklin Graham just came out today, the problem with our politicians, they're turning their back on God. It's like, yep, I totally agree. 100. Don't you agree with that? It's like insane, right? All right. When we come back, people are going, I can't believe you made something out of that. Yeah, well, she said one thing that was right. You can't serve two masters. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I have a DDD that is going to bake your noodle. I can feel a change in the way right now. Nothing's my way.
Friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you suffer from the chronic pain of osteoarthritis or neuropathy, call MedCare Specialty Clinics of Carlsbad. They're committed to reducing your pain. 760-585-9658. Come enjoy the sun and water this Saturday, October 19th, for the world-famous 3rd Annual Agua Hedionda Lagoon Paddle Poker Challenge. Can you say that three times fast? Agua Hedionda Lagoon, Agua Hedionda Lagoon, Agua Hedionda Lagoon.org. The Agua Hedionda Lagoon Foundation balances public walking trails and walking sports with preserving habitat and marine life. Get on out there Saturday, October 19th, for the Agua Hedionda Lagoon Paddle Poker Challenge. Have fun and preserve precious habitat. AguaHediondaLagoon.org.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Okay, I'll admit it. I hadn't been to the San Diego Symphony in years. That is, until last Saturday night. I was asked by friends who were chairing the opening night gala to MC a portion of the evening's events, including a special dinner and auction. We had some tremendous success raising money for the symphony's educational outreach programs, bringing fine music to our schools, especially the ones that have suffered most with budget cuts. So some 61,000-plus students benefit from symphony programs. But it was the music itself that brought me to some deeper thoughts. As the San Diego Symphony opened the season with some of the best Gershwin classics, I was in the moment, and that's a rarity for me. I'm often tempted to check email, check something else on my phone, think about what I have to do next or tomorrow or next week. I know it's a reflection of our super busy world, and I'm not alone with that kind of thing. But the music played on, the flawless strings soaring, and I was suddenly thinking about the Creator, how God is the inspiration for the best art and music, the creativity that flows from the kind of music that endures decades and even centuries. I was also watching the majestic moves of the maestro, Yahya Ling, internationally renowned director who just happens to be a Christian. It was an awesome evening. No political party on the left or right has a lock on classical music and art. Though sometimes I wonder why it's mostly liberals who seem to support it with tangible underwriting. The music from a world-class symphony like San Diego's is worthy of all of our support and enjoyment. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village.
Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, it's nice out today. I'm telling you, it's a nice day, people. It's a nice day. Look out there. Do you see snow? I don't see snow. It looks nice out there. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Hey, you want me to go through the whole list or you want to know the bottom line? Do you need some roof fixing? Do you need some roof estimation? Do you need some replacement repairs? Do you need roof construction? What do you need? If you have any issue with your roof, call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. Go online and check it out. Remember, all their estimates are free. You can make the phone call if you're like, I'm not sure. Call them and ask them. Say, is this a good thing? Should I get this inspected? They're not going to steer you wrong. They're going to take care of you. That's what Excalibur Roofing does. That's why they're a member of the BBB. That's why they have all the testimonies. 760-743-8803. And like I said, I got to get Eric here because I know he's got like a job opportunity and we got to get that on the record so we can get that on the show so he can get qualified people that he knows will be doing the job that will carry on and honor his name and his company. Okay? All right. You know what that sound was? That was me trying to get the popcorn out of my mouth.
I was just trying to do the same thing.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do a quick giveaway, and then we're going to finish on that giveaway, and then I got this DDD that is going to go. You're going to go, my brain is a Kugel. That's what you're going to do. Do you know what a Kugel is? You have no idea, do you?
Sounds like food.
Gentiles. Anyway, here's the trivia question for today. It's great food. And nothing like good Jewish food. It's very comforting. Just remember that all real good Jewish moms believe that their kids are the absolute best everything. If you didn't know that, obviously you weren't raised by one. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, here we go. Here's the trivia question. There it is. We know about all the things in the Bible that took place in Genesis in the very beginning. Here's the question. What was created, and I will not say it is not a trick question, what was created on the seventh day? What was created on the seventh day? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473.
Dave, is the answer corned beef?
No, but I'm thinking eighth day. Maybe ninth. I don't know.
It was right around the corner.
That's got to be right there. Here's the deal. I'm not going to tell you the prize. The prize is going to be, I think it's either going to be a Charles Stanley book or the book from our good friend Billy Graham's daughter, or it could be also a movie or something like that. You got to answer the question. That's it. And you don't have to talk on the air real long or anything like that. They don't really have to talk on the air, do they? They don't have to. They can just, I can do a one-sided conversation. What's your name? Bob. Hi, Bob. How you doing? Great, Dave. How are you? No, I'm not going to do that. 866-GAPRAISE, 866-577-2473. Nothing would be funnier in the world, of course, if the phone's ringing, if the caller's name was Bob. I'm just kidding. Do we have a caller already?
We do. We have Russell on the line.
Russell, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing today?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay, here you go. Have you heard the show before?
Have I heard what?
Have you heard the show before, the radio show?
I've listened to bits and pieces here and there. I just been in the car lately, so I'm
okay.
Acquainted.
All right, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to enjoy the ride, but don't get stressed out driving like I do, okay? Don't get stressed. Here we go. Here's the big question, and I'm waiting for the answer. Here it is. What was created on the seventh day?
The Sabbath.
Well, that is the day of rest. That is true. Now, I'm going to ask you a follow-up question. From a creation point of view, what did God create besides the Sabbath on the seventh day? It's a mystery question. It's a trick question. Okay?
It is.
It's a trick question. Wait.
I'm mystified.
Okay, wait. Ready? It's equal to zero. It's equal to zero.
Zero.
Which is, what's zero plus zero?
Nothing.
That's correct! You got it! Good job. Good job, buddy. I appreciate that. It's kind of a trick question because we were created, besides the seventh, nothing. That's right. Exactly right. You got it, brother. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have Robo Producer get you information when we're taking the break. So what we're going to do is do not hang up. Just hang on there. Don't get all frustrated from traffic, even if the people are texting right in front of you. Just take a deep breath, and remember, Jesus loves them as much as he loves you. Take a deep breath. All right, so good job on that, Russell. Great job, and we're going to get you your prize. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210. 10 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the DDD that's gonna bake your doodle.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Right now at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido, lease a new 2014 Lexus IS250 for just $299 a month. For details, call 855-315-4447 or visit Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido today. One family, two locations, twice the selection.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023. If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family.
family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at Medcare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
Here's today's market update with KCBQ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market turned mostly higher on Thursday, at the S&P actually closing at a record high. As Wall Street turned from the latest fiscal drama on Capitol Hill to focus on earnings, the Dow was actually down 2 points today at 15,371 on the blue chips, the Nasdaq up about 23 points at 3863 on the high techs, and the S&P index up 11.5 points at 1733 in a mixed market today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own investment and retirement plans in place. That's the kind of work that I do for my clients every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me for your free analysis and consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free visit with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Isn't that Fonzie used to do that? Okay. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There you go. Thank you very much. Always fun, always a good show. But I want to do this DDD, and it's going to take it all the way in, so we won't be taking any more calls. So here's the Skippy on this one. There's always a Skippy on a DDD. Here's the Skippy on this one. Ma, ma, ma. See, you were writing, but I didn't tell you yet. Ah.
From the book of Ma? I don't know that one, Dave.
Ma. Yeah, yeah. Mark chapter 2, verse 23 through 28. Now, I know there's some of you out here are going to hear this and go, ah, you're going to be screaming like you're gnashing on teeth. And for those of you that are doing that, look up the people who do that. Not that impressive. Okay. Mark chapter 2, verse 23 through 28. On the Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way, picking some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David and those who were with him did when he was in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the sacred bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests, and also gave some to his companions. Then he told them the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." All right, now this passage has generated lots of fun for everyone, hasn't it? There's some people out there that are going, "No, don't teach this, no!" But here it goes, okay? The disciples are kind of going through their way, and they're picking some heads of grain because they're hungry. And then the Pharisees, who are not too thrilled with anything that goes different than what they say is acceptable. Who would that be nowadays? And they're like, what they're doing is not lawful. On the Sabbath, it's wrong. And Jesus is like, dude, have you never read what David did when he was hungry? I mean, he went into where the high priest was. He ate the bread that the high priest alone is supposed to eat. And he gave it to his companions because they were hungry. They were in need and they were hungry. And then Jesus said this, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Oh, that rubs people wrong sometimes. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Let's at least start from the beginning and say it the way it is. The Sabbath was made for man. God didn't make the Sabbath and go, good, now I'll make man to make sure the Sabbath is okie-dokie. He wasn't worried about the Sabbath, folks. He was worried about the people. God didn't create man to fulfill the law. The law. It was that Judge Dredd, the law, right? I am the law. God did not create man so man could fulfill the law. What would be the purpose of that? You can just make the law, done. But he made man, and then he gave man the law. He didn't make the law and then said, now I have to have something to go with the law. I know, I'll create man. Now, the law was designed for two reasons, and here's the theology that if you can catch it, it's great. If you miss it, I'm sorry. If it makes you mad, something's wrong. The law was designed for two reasons. How many did I say? Not one, not three, but two. The first is the law was designed to help us. I remember counseling somebody, and that person was in a unacceptable relationship. Isn't that a nice way to say that? I didn't say what I was going to say, but I said it. And he said, Dave, he goes, I got to tell you something. He said, you know why the Bible says you shouldn't be in an unacceptable relationship when you're married? And I said, well, why is that? And he said, you know, a lot of people think it's because that's how God set it down because God is prudish or something. And I said, okay. He said, no. He said, the reason that God designed that law and told people not to do it is to help us avoid the level of pain that breaching those laws will make in our lives. In other words, he was in an adulterous relationship, and the adulterous relationship was creating such pain and such sorrow, he was completely mortified. If he had just kept what was appropriate and kept the law and not been unfaithful, he would not have gone through the pain. So the law is there to help us, okay? It's not there to say, you're good, you're bad. It's there to help humanity. That's why Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man. It's for the benefit of mankind. The law was given for the benefit of mankind. That's the first point of the law. The second point of the law is to illustrate, now listen to this, here's the good theology, that if we are left to obey the law apart from God's help, we will be found sinners. If we try to do all of the law and yet break it in one point, we are a lawbreaker. Yet everybody is a sinner or a lawbreaker before the Lord. And if you try to keep the law apart from God, then you try to do it in human strength and it cannot be achieved. So the law is there to help us so that we don't create pains in our life. And it's also to illustrate that if we're left to obey it apart from God, we'll never get there. And here's the third and final key that the law was intended to do. Ready? Now listen to this. I just want to hear it. This is good theology. The law is intended to take us to Jesus. He, referring to Jesus, is where the law is intending us to go. You say, how? Galatians 3:24. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Did you get that? Did you get that? Did you catch that? Listen. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith. In other words, Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. The law was given, one, to help us. Two, to show apart from God's help, we can't keep it. And three, to lead us to Jesus. And everybody that uses the law out of those three elements is being a Pharisee. What? Did he just say that on the air? You bet I did. And anytime you want to have a serious theological conversation about what the purpose of the law is, you just define Galatians 3:24 any different than anybody else has in the last 2,000 years. I would be impressed. Woo! How's that? That's a doggy one, huh? Yeehaw! That's a good one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break, and when we come back, the insanity is just going to keep going. See you in 22.